From ISIS, let's turn to another extremist group, the Taliban. Karachi is Pakistan's largest city. It used to be relatively free of Taliban influence. But in the last 2 years, Taliban networks have moved into the city, forcing out existing organized crime groups. My BBC colleague Mobeen Ajar just spent several weeks embedded with Karachi's anti-Taliban police unit. He told me that the Taliban's preferred tactic is kidnapping.
Karachi, over the past few years, has seen a rise in kidnappings, but traditionally, it had been something that gangs would do. So gangs would kidnap people and then extort money. What we've seen in the last couple of years is the movement of the Taliban from the north of Pakistan into big cities like Lahore and more so Karachi. And the Taliban has effectively taken over from gangs and top-sliced these gangs, which means now they're using kidnap as a tactic of war and a tactic of terror. So it's a really scary time to live in Karachi.
All right. So given that, tell us about being embedded with one of the police units that's specifically tasked with targeting the Taliban in Karachi. What is the work like for those officers?
I was embedded with a particular unit that has become known as the Taliban Hunters. I spent about 3 weeks with them. This unit is led by a guy called Specialist Superintendent Ijaz. And I spent some time with him whilst they were preparing to go on an anti-kidnap raid. Now, in the safety briefing just before we left on this raid, we were told that we were going into an area of Karachi that was known as a Taliban stronghold. And we went on this raid. And I think what you're about to hear is the moment before Officer Ijaz gives the signal to knock on the door of this house, which is where two suspected Taliban members are hiding out. The suspects open fire.
As soon as we got in there, there was the sound of a kind of an alarm. And a few of the officers told me that these Taliban members sound the alarm to tell people in the area that the police are here. That's why we have to make a quick exit right now. We have to get out of the area.
Officer Ijaz explained to me that in rare cases, there can be an instance where an arrest might be made and then the local Taliban supporters will sound an alarm. And what that indicates to anyone supporting the Taliban in that area is that it's a call to arms. So it's a way of saying to them, you should flood this area. The police is here and we need to attack them. Now, it was really quite scary because on the given night, as soon as there was a gun battle, we could hear this alarm. If you can imagine, it's a really quiet area. So the only thing you can hear were our footsteps and a few dogs barking in the distance. All of a sudden, after the gun battle, it was as if someone was standing up somewhere high on a rooftop and banging these two metal bars together. The sound kind of ricocheted around the whole area. And at that point, the police took the two suspects and they just said to me, Officer Ijaz said, we need to get out of here right now. They're going to flood the area and they will kill us.
So after what you saw, Mobeen, are raids like the one we heard making a dent in Taliban crime in Karachi?
I would say they are. I mean, it's been really difficult to get up-to-date figures. And, you know, if you look at things like the rate and the number of police being killed in Karachi by members of the Taliban, that has gone down significantly in the past year. But realistically, adequate figures aren't available at this stage. And more so, what we can really see is that the rate of conviction is tiny. So far this year, if you look at terrorism cases, conviction rates are about 6%. So I think most people would acknowledge that they're pretty terrible figures.
My colleague, the BBC's Mobeen Ajar there. Mobeen's reporting was also featured in a recent PBS Frontline called The Taliban Hunters.